Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. As you know, if you were with us before the top of the hour, Mr. Gens in the studio with us. Great to see you, sir.
Good morning.
A pretty good conversation, a pretty good topic, and that is this whole wealth transfer. And yes, we're going to get to that in just a moment, but we should probably talk about some workshop opportunities.
We had a couple of workshops last week. I just want to give a shout out to a new place that we had a workshop last Thursday. I would encourage people to go out that way.
Yeah.
A Northern Hollow Winery in Foley. It's right on the west side of Foley. You'll see it as you're about a mile short of Foley on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Beautiful facility.
Nice.
I mean, they opened it up September last year, Labor Day, I think they opened up. They do their own wine. They have that wood-fired pizza thing. Mm-hmm. Great service, very clean, very nice place. So I told them I'd give them a shout-out on the air today. But I would, if you want to get out of St. Cloud a little bit and head east on 23 to Foley, it's well, while you're there, you might as well go to Grand Champion while you're there.
Exactly right.
Pick up some steaks for the grill for the weekend. But anyhow, I'll just give a shout out. It is a fantastic place. So what do we do at these workshops? First, we have two workshops coming up the month of June, mm-hmm. June 18th and June 23rd. They're both at Willie's on the Lake in Big Lake. So what do we talk about amongst a lot of other things? What steps you can take now to try to stay ahead of inflation? Bob, did you know we still have inflation?
We still have inflation, and golly, what are we, 3%, 5%, 8%? Pick a number.
Pick a number. I think they're telling us 3.5%, but I think it's high. Yeah. I did see gas, though, at $3.59 this morning.
Really?
Too bad my car's full of $4.49 gas.
But that's the good gas.
That's the good gas, yeah. So the gas, $3.59 I saw in a gas station the way up there. They're almost giving it away.
It's worth driving, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we talk about how you may be able to reduce your income tax liability each year, how buffers can limit downside exposure and protect gains. You need to learn about buffers.
Yeah.
If you haven't done so already, please give me a holler and I'll walk you through.
I did not know that there was such a thing.
Well, a lot of people don't, because a lot of people in my profession don't know about them either, okay? How to get the money out of your tax-hostile retirement accounts with the least amount of taxes possible. Strategies that may prevent interest rate hikes from hurting your retirement portfolio and your quality of life, reduce, delay, or eliminate capital gains, amongst a dozen other topics.
Sure.
So these workshops move rapidly. We start at 6 p.m. Dinner is served immediately. We start the presentation at 6:30. Runs about an hour and 5 hours and 10 minutes, the presentation itself. It moves very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work out for you to attend these events, I understand. We get as many people who call us up and say, hey, we can't make the event, but right. Can we come see you? Sure, you don't have to come to the event. So if you get opportunity to come, these will be our last for the summer.
Okay.
And give us a call at 320-258-3688 to RSVP. Or you can go online at gensfinancial.com and do the same.
You know, Niles, we talked about this last week, the fact that when you go to these workshops, they are thought starters, right? They kind of make you, oh, golly, I better start paying attention.
Yeah, it's to get you to think.
Right.
Okay. I've done, I think staff told me I've done 600 of these presentations in my career. So they go smoothly.
Yeah.
I've yet to have anybody come to you after saying, Niles, that was a waste of time. Why was I here? I've never have anybody say that.
Sure.
So what we're going to talk about today is kind of a sticky question, actually. And Bob, you and I have talked about this the 12 years we've known each other on and off the air. Okay. Mm-hmm. When to retire?
It's a different question a different answer rather for every person.
Yeah, that answer might change on a daily basis.
That is true.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's talk about when's a good time to retire. Bob, both you and I, you probably knew this, are of retirement age.
I am. Are you?
Yeah, just barely.
Okay.
So we'll talk about some personal conversations here, like we always do.
Sure.
Again, I'm at retirement age. I get asked every day, Niles, when are you going to retire? And my pat answer is, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you think about what I've done for 46 years come this August. What do I do every day? I sit and talk to nice people.
Exactly right.
Okay? And you know something? If you're not nice when you come in the office, I will nicely ask you to leave.
Yeah, there won't be a second time.
No, that's right. So I'm working with, we have well over 1,000 clients.
Yeah.
Well, way north of 1,000 clients. I can sit and have a conversation with each one of them like I've known them for decades. I have. And I know a lot about them. I know their family. Yep. I know their dynamics. How do I remember all that stuff? Just comes with practice every day doing the same thing. So again, everybody is dealt. But again, some people, and I heard on their way up, you talked about jobs. I think I heard
people are happy with their
jobs. People are happy job. With their jobs. I have never had a job.
Right.
Okay. I am unemployable.
All right? I can believe that. Yeah.
Well, be nice. I've never had a W-2. Okay. Well, be my own company, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've been self-employed all the way through. Okay. Why? I want to do my own deal. I want to run things the way I want them to run. Okay. So we have 4 full-time staff people at the office. Mm-hmm. We have 2 other financial planners who are not employees of Gens Financial. That'd be Kevin and Roger. Mm-hmm. So we have a very fun office, I think. Everybody likes each other. Well, 2 people at the office are our kids, of course. But Denise and Laura, you know, are treated like family also. Okay.
Of course.
So again, the question is, when will I be able to retire? Now, you just told me before we went on air, one of your coworkers or her husband got laid off unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And he's in his 60s.
I believe so.
Sometimes you can get retired and you didn't want to retire.
True.
Okay.
But we've talked about that a lot.
So we're not going to talk about that today, okay?
Yeah.
So when will I be able to retire? So retirement for some of you listening today is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there might be a big bend in the corner, but it's around the corner. Okay. Some people, I had a gentleman in our Buffalo office on Monday of this week. He's 56 years old, and he's a single guy, divorced years ago. His kids are grown and off on their own, mm-hmm. got a grandchild already. And he goes, I don't want to work past 58.
Really?
You know, he's in the construction business, you know, wear and tear.
Oh, sure.
You know, very labor intensive industry that he's in.
Yep.
And he goes, I physically can't take it a couple more years.
Swinging
actually,
a hammer.
It was actually more work than it was concrete work.
Oh, okay? You bet.
So he goes, Niles, I'm wearing out, not only physically, but mentally.
Sure.
Okay, because he works for a company that he works North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So he's staying in hotels, driving a long way.
That would be awful.
So I said, okay, well, that's a plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so he belongs to a union.
Sure.
So the union will let him retire at 58. And he's built up, you build up hours for your health insurance.
Okay.
So he figured out he'll be 62 and a half before he runs out of those hours. Okay. So we need to figure out health insurance from 62 and a half to 65.
Sure.
So even though we're 20 months away from him wanting to retire, now is a good time to start laying the groundwork for all this.
Sure.
How's the pension going to work for the union? He's going to take Social Security at 62,
mm-hmm.
okay, because he's a single guy. There's no reason for him not to wait.
Okay.
He's going to pick a part-time work, okay? So by explaining to him the income limits at 62.
You bet.
For Social Security. Sounds like they might be waving that off. I heard about that. They let the politicians on the East Coast are thinking about lifting off the income limit to take Social Security at 60.
They're not going to do something right.
That you know, I think this one's
wouldn't that be nice?
I think this one's going to pass. Okay, so another number. You might, this goes back, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. There was a company that's not around anymore that advertises the path to have $1 million in retirement.
Okay. They're not around anymore?
Nope.
I'll be darned.
There's another company that's taken over, but they're saying $2 million.
Okay.
So let's just take that $1 million.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You know, the vast majority of people in St. Cloud, there are quite a few that do, but mm-hmm. the vast majority don't have $1 million at retirement.
Right.
But there are people that do. Don't kid yourself. But most people, if they have a retirement account, 401k or something like that, it could be in that $200,000 to $400,000 range,
yeah,
which is still a lot of money. Don't kid yourself. But this goal is saying, you know, I wake up every morning, I have to have $1 million. I have to have $1 million. I'm not going to retire till I have $1 million.
Right.
You might be working till you're old as Moses.
Absolutely.
Okay? But again, we can, like, take my mom for example. My mom was not a rich person by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Worked in a bank, like I believe your mom did too.
She worked for the Redwood County Soil Conservation Service
Ag
and ASCS, the Ag offices.
Okay.
You bet.
So my mom worked at the bank as the head teller, never made more than $12,000 a year.
My mother never saw $1,000 in her life for a month on a monthly income.
Well, my mom too, after taxes.
Same thing, yep. Right?
But my mom retired very comfortably.
Yep.
Social Security check, I think it was like $650.
You know how similar our lives are? My dad was a farmer also, just like yours. Now, my dad didn't own another business like the gas station your dad owned.
Right.
But you know, our moms could have been the same people.
Yep.
It's
yep.
crazy.
Probably about the same age, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But again, this idea of having $1 million, it's a good goal. But again, you don't have to keep busting you know what to get the $1 million.
Right.
Okay. So the key in retirement is
know
first off
what it's going
to cost you. We're going to get to that in a little bit again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's going to cost you every month to live. But you also need to know what's coming in the door. Please don't rely on Social Security as your main source of income in retirement. It's supplemental. It's meant to supplement your income.
Mm-hmm.
So you want know what your Social Security. You haven't gone to SSA.gov yet. Please do that.
Super simple.
Before you come in the office, make sure you have that printout with you so we can go over that with you. You also want predictable and stable income from another source.
Mm-hmm.
You want an investment that's going to pay you a dollar amount every month as long as you and or your spouse live. I mean, forever.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 5 years, could be 10 years, could be 20 years, could be 30 years. You want to know that that check is going to come in, deposit into your bank account, every month as long as you live, no matter how long you live.
Right.
Okay? It's not a pension. It's an investment. It's going to pay you consistently, predictably, on a certain day of the month, forever, okay? Then you also want some of your money set aside in a growth account, that's going to grow faster than inflation, okay? You want an investment that's going to have buffers on it in case the market corrects on us,
mm-hmm.
but you want to participate in the market, such as the S&P 500 or something along those lines,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you want a growth bucket. That growth bucket is for you for extra income coming in when you need it.
Right.
Okay. So again, how to invest for retirement. First off, people have different goals in retirement. Some people, you ask them, what's your number one goal in retirement? I don't want to run out of money.
I think that's a fair one.
That's a fair, very good goal. But the problem with that or concern about that is you don't know how long you're going to live.
True.
You and I are in our 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be around in our 70s? I hope so. Are we going to be around in our 80s?
Hope so.
I still hope so.
Me too.
90s? Yeah, it gets a little wavery there, okay? But again, so the problem is we don't know how long we're going to live.
Right.
Okay? Maintain or improve your lifestyle.
Get healthy.
Get healthy, yep. And get healthy health-wise and financially.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
People who have their finances in order, I'm not saying they're multi-bajillionaires, but people who have their finances in order are healthier because they don't have the stress
right.
of money.
Right.
Money can stress people out.
Big time.
Okay? And you can tell it when people come to workshops, they come off the radio show, or they come in when they come into office. You can tell if people are stressed or not a lot of time by their body English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you ask them what's bothering you, I don't understand this stuff. That's one of the biggest things that people say to me. Let's say I had a mechanic hypothetically come in from Gillen Chevrolet.
Sure.
So I drive a Chevy pickup.
Yep.
Have I ever popped a hood on it? Nope. Would I pop the hood on it? Don't know why I would. Okay. But if I did pop the hood on it and got a little step stool and started looking in that motor, I go, all right, I'm not touching nothing underneath here, okay?
Sure.
So same thing. I don't understand the dynamics. I know how an engine works and how the transmission works and all that good stuff, but there's so much electronics and sensors now in these new vehicles that you don't dare touch them.
Right.
It's not fixed like the old John Deere tractor when I was growing with the pliers and a hammer and a screwdriver and a few coarse words.
Yes, sir.
You can't fix stuff
little
like
bailing
that.
Wire.
Little bailing wire. Okay. So again, the same thing, you come see us, you're not going to understand potentially a lot of stuff we're talking about. That's why we keep wash and repeat
yep.
until you do. It's not complicated as long as you open up your ears and open up your mind.
Okay, here's something I'm just going to throw out there. When Niall says it is not complicated, like I don't understand this stuff at all, right? But what you do is you speak English that I do understand. The thing that I love the most about you, other than your socks,
My caterpillar size.
You should see that. Yeah, I don't know. But the thing that I really like the most about you is that English thing that you just break it down and you use the legal yellow pad just like I do.
Yep. So try to use this. I've learned over the years that people that come in the office probably know the answer to the question they're asking, mm-hmm. but they just want somebody to reaffirm that they have the answer down pat.
I think 9 out of 10.
I think people understand it more than they really do.
Yep.
They just are not afraid, or concerned that they might misspeak.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. So a concern about retirement is the time horizon.
Yes.
How long it's going to last. If you're a married couple, Helene and I have been married 47 years come this fall. Do we have another 20 years in us? I hope so. Okay. But in the event of my demise, my main concern when I die is that Helene's taken care of.
Right on.
Somewhat the kids, but they're adults. They can figure it out.
Yep.
But you know, when I was laying in the hospital 20 years ago with that bad pneumonia that almost bought the farm on that one, my main concern was not, hey, am I going to get better? Is Helene's going to be taken care of?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we need to talk about when it comes to a married couple. Take care of each other.
You bet.
So if you look at life expectancy, these charts are for what they're worth. So we take a 65-year-old married couple. The odds are that the male's life expectancy is 84.
Okay.
So that's 19 more years. And Bob, as you well know, we've been doing this show 12 years.
What are you saying? My clock's ticking?
but again, this is average.
Yeah.
Let's hope you're above average.
Let's hope.
So let's look at retirement income and expenses. So when you retire, you might pick up a part-time job. We'll call that a salary. Okay. So we do have a number of clients that have picked up a part-time job, not necessarily because of the money aspect of it, but just something to do aspect part of it. You might have a pension paying, hopefully your pension's well-funded and insured so it doesn't go belly up on you. Social Security, we know that's going to keep coming in. Do you have business interests or real estates are going to pay? So common Social Security questions, how to qualify for Social Security. So SSA.gov, make sure you get on that website and create a username and a password. Please print that and bring that with you when you come to your appointment. Will Social Security support my retirement? Remember, it's an add-on. It's not there for 100% of your income. It's extra income. Don't rely on Social Security. We do, if you want to curious when to take Social Security, we now have available as of Monday of this week, a Social Security calculator.
Really?
That if you want it, you can give us a holler on the phone,
okay.
And we can email you the calculator, and you can do your own calculations by using your SSA.gov worksheet.
Okay.
You fill in numbers yourself. I think it's a cool calculator. That's just become available Monday of this week. I'm working with staff right now to learn them all how to do all that stuff. So again, give us a couple, 3 days, but go ahead and call. Tell Laura when you call that you want the Social Security calculator, and then give us a couple, 3 days. We'll get it to you. So spending in retirement. You have to know, again, what your non-discretionary spending is. What is non-discretionary spending? Spending that's going to occur in June. It's going to occur in July. It's going to occur in August. It's going to be in September. It's consistent, and it doesn't change month by month. So living expenses, how much does it cost you to run the house?
Right.
How much is your electric bill? You know, summer months are upon us. How much is your air conditioning bill going to be? Real estate taxes were a couple, 3 weeks ago. We got them out of the way. Okay. When's your insurance come due? You need to know. You don't want to be surprised by things. We've been surprised the last couple of years at our house with house repairs.
Sure.
But we... Surprise, but not surprised, because our house is 27 years old.
Sure.
Okay. The appliances are on their second and third leg type thing.
Right.
Things, but you need to have the money to pay for all this stuff.
Brakes for the pickup, right? Got to have those put in. Next week, we got to take care of that. Where does that money come from? Well, thank goodness we've set it aside.
Yep, good. So I'll give it again. Living expenses, debt. Debt, I've said this 100 times on this show, debt is a four-letter word.
Absolutely.
And I think mom put a lot. Did your mom ever use lava soap?
Never. Well, my dad did, but not for what your mom used it for.
Well, my mom raked it. I said a naughty word. Can't repeat it on the air.
Yeah.
take that lava soap and go in your mouth and rake in the back of your teeth, so a little bit sticks in the back of your teeth. You don't say that swear word ever again.
Just makes me cringe.
But again, my point is debt is a swear word. You got to get a handle on debt before retirement. If you're in retirement, you have debt. Credit card debt is the killer.
It's the devil, though.
We're the highest in the country we've ever been in credit card debt.
Yep.
And I often wonder, when you go by restaurants and bars at night, their parking lots are full. Okay.
People are spending money.
Yeah, and when you go there, are they paying their bill with a debit card, or are they paying with a credit card?
Yep.
Okay. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Or you want to freak them out and pay cash.
Yeah.
Get a discount.
So again, know what taxes are going to be. And another thing that's going to get you, and I already talked about this, Bob, before we went on air, healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to have a bridge put in with two crowns, a crown each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's $4,500. So I kiddingly said, my dentist says, am I funding your retirement here? She kind of smirked at me like she didn't say nothing, but you tell.
Yeah, yeah.
I get dentist listing today. It's phenomenal. I could never be a dentist, but the work they do, but it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about discretionary spending.
Okay. So this is just like, hey, I want to go out and do this.
Yep. This is something you don't have to do, but you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. Traveling. I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Helene doesn't. Okay. It was up to my wife. She would stay home in Buffalo and never leave the property. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the kids' house. But I like to travel, yep. But does travel cost a lot of money?
Well, look at the gas pump.
Mm-hmm. Look at the gas pump. Look at flights and stuff like that. So we're going to start up again after the news on discretionary spending, travel, hobbies, luxuries. Children and grandchildren are not a luxury. It's kind of funny to put behind the luxury.
See that.
Yeah, but again, so we're going to talk about all that stuff after the news.
Niles Gens is in studio with us. Gens Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com. GENTZ, GensFinancial.com. Folks, go there, check out that website, click on all of the educational opportunities. It's all free. They don't track you. You can go to school right there in the comfort of your kitchen table, you and that other person there. And then bring your kids in because they need to know this stuff too. Niles Gens is in studio with us. Their phone number at Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. They are online, of course, at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And workshops, folks, if you want to go to one, you better hustle it up.
Yeah, we have two coming up, June 18th and June 23rd, both at Willie's on the lake in Big Lake. Very nice place. Big Lake's not that far away, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So again, June 18th, June 23rd, both start at 6 p.m. RSVP by 320-258-3688. Again, we give a shout out to where we had a new place. We did a workshop last Thursday at the Northern Hollow Winery in Foley.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to, if you like wine and pizza, it's a good combination. Very nice, clean place, brand new. So always like supporting new businesses and encourage you to go out there if you get some time. So again, June 18th and 23rd down in Big Lake. So we're talking about non-discretionary spending in retirement, living expenses, debt, taxes, health care, insurance, all that good stuff. But now we're going to talk about discretionary spending, mm-hmm. stuff that you don't have to spend money on. But
you want to.
But you should. Okay?
Exactly.
Travel. My wife and I have traveled extensively. Over the years, and we will continue to do that for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the road, we won't be able to travel, and I don't want to be sitting here saying, I wish you'd have been here, wish you would have been there, that type of thing.
Do you find that on occasion your clients feel that way, that they didn't travel enough?
And... Oh, yeah, very common. If you sit down with we have a large clientele, 85-ish years old in that
sure.
ballpark. That's a very common thing.
Yeah.
For people to say, I wish we'd have been. They'll say, Naz, have you been here? I go, yeah, I've been there. Oh, I wish we'd have gone there.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to describe it to them. So I can't see everything.
Right.
It's impossible. It's possible to see everything in the United States. But again, travel if you want to, okay?
Right.
But it costs money. Hobbies. So what would a hobby be? Golf would be a hobby. I'm not a golfer, but golfer, I understand, costs money.
It does.
And if that's what you enjoy, by all means, keep doing it. If you want to pick up a woodworking hobby, fishing would be a hobby, but everything that you do is going to cost money.
Do you still want to do that cooking thing?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You got one lined up for us?
No, but I am going to show you a nice little picture of something that I made on the grill the other night, and I'd like to see you top that. We have chicken breasts with some barbecue sauce and some pineapple on there, and my goodness.
Oh, it looks good.
We should get together sometime and have a little cook-off.
We should, but you can have my pineapple.
Really?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
All right.
I'm not a fruit eater.
Okay.
But again, hobbies, luxuries. What would be a luxury, Bob? $7 for a cup of coffee, would that be a luxury?
Yes, sir.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't hold begrudge anybody paying $7 for a cup of coffee. But
yep.
What else would be a luxury?
Oh, just going out and spending money on a new car or, you know, maybe...
Or maybe a car over and above what you really need,
sure,
type thing.
Buying a new toy.
Yeah, luxury. Children and grandchildren, like, it's kind of funny they put that after luxuries. Grandchildren are a blessing once you have them.
Priceless.
I often tell people jokingly, but maybe not jokingly, should have started with the grandchildren.
If only we could.
If only we could. Niles Jr. brought his youngest Quinn in the office yesterday. She'll be 10 here pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah, just a joy to see that a bubbly 9-year-old. Of course, he brought his new puppy to the office too. So the combination of those two was phenomenal. But then we just last week and we got to babysit Nick's two kids, the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old, and a couple jabber boxes. I don't know where they got that from. This talking
certainly
nonstop.
Not you.
It must have got it from my wife or something. But again, children, grandchildren, they cost money. If you want to do things with, take them to the zoo or take them fishing. But that's something obviously very important. Now we talked about this a little bit ago and we kind of sidebarred it. Now we're going to come back. Inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation has been around forever. Okay. We are going to see things more expensive as we get deeper into retirement and you have to plan for it. So I remember when Helene and I got married almost 47 years ago, I think gas was 79, 80 cents a gallon.
Sure.
Okay. Now, granted, wages were pretty poor back then, too. When I first started working, we got married, not in this industry, of course, $3 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rent was $190 a month. So it took two weeks of pay just to pay the rent. And then, of course, you had to eat past that. But again, I remember, so think of what things cost 30, 40 years ago, kind of projected out what it's going to cost 30, 40 years from now.
Okay? Do you have, like, years ago, we used to think that 30% of your household income should be applied toward your house.
Net income, yes.
Yeah. Toward your rental payment or your house payment or whatever.
Yep.
Does that still hold true?
Yep. Your bankers, your mortgage officers will kind of be in line with that.
Okay.
Parker and Tori, our youngest son, his wife, are looking for a house.
Yeah.
Been through the pre-approved process.
Sure.
And I believe they're still holding true with those numbers.
Yeah, okay.
But also just common sense tells you don't have such a big house payment that you're strapped.
Yep.
All you're doing is working to pay for that house. Well, that's
being
not,
house poor is no fun.
That's not fun.
Right.
I often wondered, two of our kids live in the St. Michael, Hanover area. And you drive by there, been 2 weeks since we've been there, and all the houses going up.
The McMansions?
Yeah, and there's signs on home starting at $500,000.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, I said, thinking myself, I'm halfway decent with math. And I think, holy smokes for a payment.
Mm-hmm.
And these houses they have 10-foot setbacks. That means they're 20 feet from each other.
Right.
So you could put a 2x12 from window to window and go
and
to,
wave at your neighbor.
Go to house to house.
Yeah, man.
But again, so don't get house poor. I think most people listening on the radio today, I think this show or on the, don't take this wrong, of the older generation.
Absolutely.
If you have kids out there looking for houses and that, just please encourage them not to become house poor.
Right.
And don't become car poor either.
Yeah, and don't take care of your children that way either, because then, if you're taking care of their debt, doesn't make sense.
No, don't be taking care of your kids' debt. So a simple thing, I got a worksheet in my hand here. Figure out what your retirement income is going to be, where it's going to come from.
Okay.
Okay. and then figure out what your expenses are on the other side. And
they have the percentages are right there.
Yep, and hopefully you have a bigger number on the one side versus the other side.
Always good.
It's always good to have a bigger number on the left versus the right, okay? But again, it's not rocket science figuring out retirement, okay? The rocket science comes into where you're going to put your investments, how conservative you want to be. You can be too conservative.
Yeah.
Or how aggressive you want to be. You can be too aggressive. But you need to find a kind of happy medium. You need to work with somebody who understands or an organization that understands working with retired people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working with somebody, so how many retired clients you have? Oh, I think there might be a handful. Dude, how much experience do you got working with retired people?
Yeah.
How about hundreds or over 1,000 retired clients?
For sure.
Okay. So you have to understand the mentality of being retired. It's different than a 35, 40-year-old.
Wealth accumulation is different than the spending part.
Yes. So you got to be very careful where you're at. So we talk about a lot of the stuff at the workshops. So again, think of the bucket strategy, Bob. We talked about the bucket strategy before.
Yep.
The first bucket would be your monthly income's going into it. Mm-hmm. You know this is going to come in every month. Your non-discretionary income is going to leak out the bottom. Mm-hmm. That bucket, you need to zero in on that bucket.
You bet.
Okay. Then you need to zero on the next bucket, which I call the growth bucket. That growth bucket has to stay ahead of inflation. So if inflation is 3.5%, what they're telling us, I personally think it's higher than that. But you want to keep up with the markets. You know, what's the stock market done this year? It's done quite well, actually.
Okay? Yep.
So you want to run with the market. You also want to use that bucket for your travel, for your fun money, F-U-N, fun money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you want to have an emergency bucket in case the air conditioner fritzes out on you or the transmission in the car.
That never happens.
No. Or if you need a crown put in for $4,500, like
yikes.
I'll have here in a month from now.
Sure.
Okay, you want to have that bucket to pay for that stuff. And then you want a fourth bucket, if you so wish, your legacy bucket.
Mm-hmm.
When my wife and I got married, I had a $20 bill in my pocket.
Right.
And people say, now you're kidding me. No, I'm not. Right. Okay. I had a $20 bill in my left pocket. So if somebody could find a 1979 $20 bill, I'll buy it from you.
Okay.
Okay? But the point is, I know what it's like not to have money. Okay?
You have a factor here on inflation. I just want to jump back to this because this is really right on. A lot of people, I'm just going to read this. Many people fail to realize how much impact inflation can have. Since 1925, the experts say inflation has averaged about 3% a year. If that average inflation rate continues in the future, a person who currently requires $50,000 to cover their annual living expenses would need approximately $90,000 in 20 years. In 30 years, about $120,000 just to stay even.
Yep, just to break even.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, that's where the bucket strategy, the first bucket is
Amen.
Monthly income. That second bucket has to be a growth bucket to offset the higher cost of living in the future. Now, we haven't even talked about healthcare, where that's healthcare skyrockets much faster than the normal rate of inflation.
Yeah.
Long-term care. If you haven't dove into what long-term care costs, you're going to be surprised.
Yep.
I often ask at workshops, what do you think it costs to be in a nursing home on a monthly basis? People, Aunt Helena was there $6,000-$7,000 a month.
Yeah.
How long ago did Aunt Helen pass away? Oh, 15 years ago. Okay. Nursing homes now are $15,000 to $20,000 a month.
Right.
We have a client in St. Paul. I don't remember the name of the home. It's not important.
Yep.
$29,000 a month.
You remember when we started talking about this, it was 10.
Yep.
10 grand a month. And now it's up to 15 to 20.
Yep. So again,
Man.
You have to anticipate healthcare costs in retirement exceeding the rate of inflation.
And we're not trying to say that people are, you know, ripping us off or anything like that. It is just the fact.
Yep, it's just the fact. People say, well, nursery homes are making money hand over fist. No, they're
so.
Not. Most of them are owned by nonprofits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, so busy times coming up with the June. A lot of ball games, softball games, soccer games, you name it.
Yep.
July, there's going to be some vacations at our office in July, so we're taking turns taking vacation, so I'll be gone the last week in June, the first week in July, so Kevin will be up to bat. And I'll be around next couple weeks.
All right, sir. Always a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Niles, thank you. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. We talked about this website, folks. Go there. GensFinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. So much information. Absolutely free. Okay? Online again at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, or give them a call, 258-3688. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.